Welcome. This body scan meditation, which is called Mother Earth, Father Sky, is a way of connecting more deeply into your body, your sensations, in a way to help you slow and settle your autonomic nervous system so that you can stay more regulated in your life. So I'll begin the meditation, and in the sequence that we grew our bodies as embryos. So just now, as you begin to settle, perhaps you're noticing the places of contact where you're sitting, the sensations of support of your chair or the cushion underneath you. Just noticing those places of contact. And then when you're ready, inviting your attention to come down to your feet. Maybe you want to wiggle your toes or stretch your ankles. And then slowly, slowly begin scanning up this vertical plane of your body. When you grew your body, the first structure you established was a vertical plane. So bringing your attention through your lower legs, through your knees, just noticing. And in some areas you may be aware, oh, this is warmer or cooler, more relaxed, less relaxed. Just knowing right now there's nothing to fix, nothing to change. Just holding curiosity about what is happening in your body. And as your attention moves through your hips, perhaps you notice the sensation of support of your cushion under your buttocks, your sits bones. Maybe sensations of support where you're leaning back against the chair or the wall. Just whatever you can be aware of. And always your breath moving into your body, moving out of your body. Becoming aware of where your breath likes to fall on this vertical plane. And maybe you notice your hands where they're resting and the sensations there of that resting. And scanning up through your forearms, upper arms. Perhaps there are areas that feel strong, maybe other areas weaker, even painful or achy. Just noticing without needing to change anything in this moment. And as your attention moves through your neck and throat area, pausing just to see how you like to hold your head today. Where is that point of balance for your head on your body? And as you move into your face, your cranium, with your attention, just seeing, can I get a felt sense of my whole vertical plane, right from the top of my head down to my toes? And then when you're ready, inviting your attention to the horizontal plane of your body, all the way down to your left foot. When you grew your body, once you'd established that vertical plane, you began to move cells to the left and to the right, establishing a horizontal plane. So slowly, slowly bringing your attention up through the left side of your body. Just holding curiosity for yourself. noticing what you can notice in that left side. There may be areas where you feel very fluid and expanded, or areas that even feel dull or contracted or compressed, just whatever is, without needing to change anything, do anything, just noticing. And always your breath rising and falling, moving into your body and moving out of your body. Perhaps you notice where your left hand is, holding curiosity. Is there warmth there or coolness? Just what sensation is in my hand, in my arm? And then as you bring your attention up into your neck and throat area, just seeing, how do I like to hold my head on the horizontal plane? Do I like to tilt a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right? Just where is the point of balance? And this is the area of our body where we hold our orienting response. It helps us stay in the present moment. So as your attention goes into your face, the left side of your cranium, perhaps noticing into your jaw or your cheekbone, around your eyes, just seeing what's there. And then when the time is right for you, inviting your attention all the way down to your right foot. Perhaps you want to stretch your ankle or wiggle your toes of your right foot, and then slowly beginning to scan up the right side of your body. Becoming aware of similarities to the left, maybe some differences. Just seeing what you can notice. Perhaps as you move your attention through your hip, you notice sensations of support where your right buttock sits, bones are resting. Maybe you notice your breath moving in, moving out. Maybe you notice that movement in the front of your body or the back on the right side. Just whatever you can become aware of without needing to fix anything. And as your attention moves through the right side of your neck and throat, just again noticing, how do I like to hold my head today? Just where is that point of balance? And then when you're in the right side of your face, noticing into your jaw, your cheekbone, maybe your right nostril, seeing if you can become aware of any similarities to the left or any differences. And always your breath moving. And when you grew your body, you began to develop layers, different kinds of cells, and to grow a front of your body, a back of your body, with different structures. So when the time is right for you, when you're ready, inviting your attention down to the tops of your feet as we scan up the front of our body, up through your ankles, your shins. Maybe at your knees you can notice into all the attachments of ligaments at your knees. Holding curiosity, what is the sensation of those attachments? Perhaps you even notice your breath moving in the big muscles of your thighs. And when you come into your belly, holding curiosity, how do I like to hold my belly this morning? Is it firmer or softer and more rounded? Either better or worse, just what is. And always your breath coming in and going out. And as your attention moves through your throat area, just pausing for a moment to see how you like to hold your head on the front back plane. Do you like to tilt forward a little or backwards a little? Just where is that point of balance? And then when your attention is with your whole face, taking in your whole face, just seeing what you can become aware of. And then when you're ready, inviting your attention to the back of your body, all the way down to the soles of your feet. Perhaps you'll notice a swirling sensation on the soles of your feet. Perhaps not, just whatever is there. And then slowly scanning up through your heels, your calves. Just being with whatever you can become aware of. Perhaps as your attention moves through your buttocks area, again you notice the sensations of support of your cushion. Maybe you notice your breath in your back rising and then falling. And then there's the big muscles and ligaments, tendons in your back that help hold you upright. The backs of your arms. And how they join into your shoulders in the back. Just noticing. Do I have any tingling? Is there vibration? Is there stillness? Whatever is, without trying to change anything. And as your attention moves through the back of your neck, just again becoming aware of how you like to hold your head today. And as your body grew, you began to fold sheets of cells into tubes and create organs. Many differentiations of structure. So when you're ready, inviting your attention down to your feet again as we begin to explore the inside of our bodies. Maybe you can notice into the little bones and ligaments in your feet. Perhaps even you can notice differences of bone or muscle or even fluids moving. And may be, you can even notice fluids moving in your long bones as you slowly bring your attention up through your legs and into your torso. And once your attention is with your torso, just taking a moment to greet each of your organs. Perhaps saying the name in your mind's eye. Perhaps noticing into that area. Or maybe even noticing your breath moving in or out through each of your organs. As you slowly bring your attention upwards. Always your breath. And when you're in your upper torso, just pausing for a few moments to nourish your heart. Perhaps you want to place your hand on your heart. Sometimes that helps you really feel your physical heart, to notice it more. And taking these moments just to give your heart nourishment this morning. You may want to do that simply by imagining your breath is moving in through your heart, out through your heart. Or you may want to nurture yourself by imagining a image of someone, perhaps a beloved person or pet, a place in nature that you love, and dropping that image into your heart like a pebble into a pond and letting it vibrate through your heart and through your chest. Whatever is nurturing for your heart. And then slowly inviting your attention to move upwards on the inside, noticing the point of balance of your head. And as you come into your cranium, just taking that moment or two to nourish your brain in a similar way that you did with your heart. And always your breath moving. And when you're ready, shifting your attention to the outside of your body, where you grew all your sense organs to meet the world. Perhaps you notice the sensation of the air in the room against your skin, maybe the texture of your clothes. Perhaps there's a taste in your mouth, or even fragrances in the room that you can become aware of. Maybe there's sounds outside, or the sound of my voice. Just noticing these gifts that you grew so that you can meet the world. And as you're here, noticing your breath moving, perhaps becoming aware of the light coming in through your eyes. And before you open your eyes, just slowly, slowly turning your head, first in one direction, very slowly, and then back, crossing your midline and to the other side. It's a lovely way to wake up your orienting response in a way that when we can really take in our surrounding, if it's safe, we can know it's safe and bring ourselves into the present moment. And then when you're ready, slowly opening your eyes and again turning your head first one way, noticing the colors, the shapes in the room. And then slowly turning back the other way to notice what you can take in. Just before you begin to move into your day, the next part of your day, again, coming back to your breath, maybe stretching, and knowing that you can always return to this place of body awareness by simply asking yourself, where are my feet? Where's my pelvis? Where's my breath? Coming back into the present moment. Many blessings for this day.